This is VK6ARN, News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931. Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, and welcome to News West for the 10th of December 2023. Now on with the show.
Hi, just a little note about VK6RRG and the WAG Technical and General Net. Having it run every Sunday morning on VK6RLM, that's 146.750, or Channel 3 in the old money. And it starts at 10:30 a.m. this morning. Of course, if you're listening in the evening, it's next week.
If you happen to listen to the right part of the 80-metre band on a Tuesday evening, you might hear something that sounds like this. The CQQRS net has been running every single Tuesday for the last 2 years and has been unbelievably popular. There are usually half a dozen, and a couple of times up to 18 stations, popping in and out, when they can, over the 4 or 5 hours. The aim is to encourage new CW operators to have a go at slow CW in a safe and really friendly environment, where slow speed and lots of mistakes are par for the course. It's all about having a go, starting with a basic call sign and RST exchange, then, over time, getting better and better. The net also attracts its fair share of old-timers who enjoy helping others to have a go or just to enjoy the banter. So this might be just the opportunity you've been waiting for to have a go at transmitting on CW, or perhaps just to stop the contacts rusting up on your key. Doesn't matter whether you're brand new to the code or if you're an old-timer who would like to have a bit of fun and help encourage new operators by having simple, safe QSOs at their speed, we'd love to have you join in. The net starts at 0900 Zulu every Tuesday on 80 metres between 3540 and 3570 kHz, and there's stations in the west, east and in between listening out for your CQQRS call. For more information, and to receive our weekly CQQRS RagChew newsletter, contact me, Mark, VK6QI, via my email address on qrz.com, or you can email me direct, mark.bosma@icloud.com, that is mark.bosma@icloud.com. Too much switch mode power supply hash on 80 metres? This might be the incentive to do something about it. With a cheap noise canceller costing less than $100, 80 metres could be easier than you think. So once again, Tuesdays from 0900 Zulu until late, between 3540 kHz and 3570 kHz. Cheers from Mark, VK2KI and VK6QI.
Hello from the WAVHF Group. This is Dennis, VK6AKR. Sincere thanks are extended to Peter, VK6HP, operator of the VK6MJM low and medium frequency beacon station. Peter delivered a wonderfully informative talk to WAVHF group members on Saturday the 2nd. Since retirement from a lifetime in radio astronomy, he wanted to explore propagation in the low and medium frequencies. An aeronautical non-directional beacon at Manjimup was being decommissioned, so the Livemast station gained a new lease of life. The legal limit is only 1 watt EIRP for the 2200 metre band and 5 watts for the 630 metre band. With the use of some WSJT digital modes, Peter's station has been heard literally around the globe. The Wireless Hill site's history in communications, reaching back to Marconi's days, was not lost on Peter, so his talk was a good fit. Keep a watch out for an article by Peter, possibly in QEX next year, and I have hinted strongly that his presentation would go well at Perth Tech. If that happens, then please make the effort to come along. The WAVHF group has made a name for itself in VHF, UHF and SHF beacons, since the first of them was established in 1957 for the International Geophysical Year. Over the next 65 plus years, the fleet of beacons on various frequencies was designed, built, installed and maintained by our club members. In our heyday, we had over 120 members on the books living far and wide across VK6. However, times change, and the beacon network has shrunk as sites became unavailable, amateurs left the regions, less reliance was placed on the features provided by transmitting beacons, increasing cost of licensing, insurance, and so on. The club has taken the difficult decision to reduce the number of beacons to include only those in the metro area and VK6 RTU in Kalgoorlie, where we have some chance of maintaining them. Perhaps there will be sufficient interest in beacons, transmitting or reverse, that a beacon special interest group will be formed to maintain the remote sites and beacons. The club will hand over the licences and provide whatever documentation, spares, etc. that we can to the new custodians. Separation from the day-to-day running and operation of our amateur radio club in the same way that running the repeater network is admirably served by the purpose-built WA Repeater Group may breathe new life into this aspect of our hobby. Our plan is to not renew licences for and to withdraw beacons other than the metro area and Kalgoorlie by the middle of February next year. As always, if you are in the Applecross area on the first and third Saturdays of most months, you are very welcome to call in, meet our members and share a cuppa. Check our website or Facebook page for any updates on these activity days and for our general meetings on the fourth Monday of each month, except December. 73 from Dennis, VK6AKR, for the WAVHF Group.
Good morning all, this is Roy VK6X-Ray Victor. This week's helpline, the 10th of December. What have we got today? Same stuff, different day. Here we go with a little bit of variation in the prices. We have from Barry, Kenwood, Tango Sierra 711 Alpha, 2-meter rig, $300. TS 811 Alpha, 70-centimeter, $300. There's a Romeo 5000 receiver, $150. There's an Icon 3200 Alpha, and power supply, $350. A Uniden UHF DB, $100, the same price. You contact Barry on his telephone, 0428 959 771. You go again, 0428 959 771, or email bravo.juliet.burns@bigpond.com. bravo.juliet, Bravo Uniform Romeo November Sierra at bigpond.com. And Steve, VK6 Sierra Juliet, still has a Flex 6700 SDR transceiver, 3 years old, in pristine condition, premier software defined transceiver, comes with expert advice if you need it, asking $8,000, and also there's an ACOM, Alpha Charlie Oscar Mike, Alpha 2000 amplifier, capable of 2 kilowatts, if you're careful, into a dummy load with 85 watts of drive, and brand new tubes, and it has there's the earlier version and comes with the later version controller as well, asking $6,000 for that, or $12,000 for both as a package unit. Sorry about the background noise, and he would prefer a call after business hours on 0447 767 518. The mobile again is 0447 767 518, or you may email Steve at his email address, which is Sierra Tango Echo Victor Echo at Kennedy Kilo N Echo November November Echo Delta Yankee dash, it's just a hyphen dash, sierrajuliet.com.au. That's all I have for you for this week. Sorry about that, it's the same stuff, different day. This is Roy VK6X-Ray Victor. Anyone with any new stuff would like to call me, or would you like to repeat the other, please call me on roy.watkins@bigpond.com or 0427 000 995. 73 till next week. I hope I'll have some new stuff by then.
This is VK6ARN and you're listening to News West.
You may notice that News West has been light on for content lately, and I've been playing a lot of repeat stories, but you can help us to change that by sending your stories or contributions through to newswest@vk6.net.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. There's a perception in the community that the hobby of amateur radio is an expensive way to have fun. While it's entirely possible to spend thousands of dollars on equipment, in much the same way that it's possible if your preferred hobby is golf, getting started does not have to require that you start planting money trees. Lots of fun can be had using cheap amateur radio transceivers that are used all around the world. If you do start with such a radio, the chances are good that you'll come across amateurs who make disparaging remarks about the lack of compliance of such radios. When I say compliance, I'm talking about specific measurements specified by the International Telecommunications Union, the ITU. When you transmit on a specific frequency, there are rules about how much that signal is allowed to be unintended, or to use the official term, spurious emissions. Specifically, the signal you transmit has to meet the requirements for the mode you're using, and it must also stay within limits on other frequencies. For example, if you have a 2-meter handheld radio that uses FM, the transmitter must stay within the required width for FM, and it's not allowed to transmit above a certain level on any of the harmonic frequencies. When someone claims that all cheap radios are non-compliant, they're saying that such radios are either not transmitting a valid FM signal or that the levels of the signal exceed the limits specified by the ITU. Given that such radios are in wide use, Randall, Victor Kilo 6 Whiskey Romeo, Glyn, Victor Kilo 6 Papa Alpha Whiskey and I got together to see if we could come up with something a little more scientific in the way of comment about such radios. With access to Randall's HP8920A RF communications test set, we came up with a repeatable way to test a radio and then went to the local hamfest where we subjected a pile of radios to our tests. In total, we did 75 tests. Overall, we tested 39 distinct models across 12 brands. So, what did we learn? All so-called name brand radios were fully compliant. All radios that were sold in Australia by Australian distributors were compliant. Beofeng radios made up the large sample of inexpensive radios. 7 out of the 26 tested were compliant. 8 were non-compliant, and the rest, 11, were borderline. More on that shortly. We also tested many radios that had been purchased online. We didn't test enough of each model to make specific comments, but it's worth pointing out that half of all the online radios were compliant. Now, I mentioned borderline compliance. What we learned was that there were some radios that fell within 6 dB of being compliant. The HP test set hasn't been calibrated for a while, and we felt that allowing for a 3 dB random measurement error and a 3 dB systemic error would prevent us from marking a radio non-compliant, when in fact it was. We categorized 16 radios as borderline. Our report is, of course, public. You can find it on my GitHub page as both a PDF and a markdown document. Whilst we were writing our report, we discovered uncorroborated suggestions that some radios might fail an emissions test after suffering unspecified damage in the output filtering stages. We looked at the schematic of one radio that suggests that a simple capacitor failure might cause a filter to fail without preventing the transmitter from operating. This might mean that a non-compliant transmitter might be made compliant again by replacing the faulty capacitor. We haven't tried, and we don't know if a failed capacitor actually makes a radio non-compliant or not, or even if such a failure could occur, and if so, how. In other words, this might be a red herring. We just don't know. One other comment worth pointing out is that it was suggested that some radios might use a specifically designed antenna to suppress the second harmonic. Given that some radios failed only on the second harmonic spurious emission requirement, but not the third, this seems plausible. All radios we tested had removable antennas and were tested without an antenna, since compliance relates to the transmitter, not the antenna. It does raise a more interesting question. What happens if you fit a different antenna to the radio? One adage that stands is that you get what you pay for, but given the amount of cheap testing equipment available, it's relatively easy to test every handset in your shack. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima, Alpha Bravo.
Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that NewsWest is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com facebook.com/@newswest weekly podcast dash kilo zulu 7 yankee charlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV, the readers, and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast, or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.